This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. New York Times bestselling author and Peterborough resident Elizabeth Marshall Thomas is out with a new book. It's called The Hidden Life of Life, and it traces the history of life on this planet from its microscopic beginnings through mass extinctions and dinosaurs to the present day. This is a special edition of The Bookshelf. It's an excerpt of my conversation with Thomas about the book, recorded live at the Toadstool Bookshop last month in Peterborough. Let me ask you about a misconception that you clear up here about plants coming before animals in evolutionary history. Which came first and why?
Oh, animals. Millions of years before. No, animals. I think when we say animals, we think mammals.
Right.
And animals, of course, the insects are animals. The tiniest mite is an animal. I have a thing in the book about an extremely small animal who is around. It's multicellular, and it's a eukaryote. But the water was, the sea was filled, the water, the lakes, everything filled with animals before some things began to move out under the land.
Elizabeth, I want to ask you about the dinosaurs, because you write in here about the dinosaurs that they've been given sort of an unfair reputation for vicious aggression by popular culture?
Well, I think we look at the names for them. Tyrannosaurus, tyrant lizard. Many, many, many names are Tyrannosaurus probably might have been a little aggressive too if you weren't a Tyrannosaurus. There were many groups of dinosaurs who were social, many. Especially the walk on the hind legs predator type like Tyrannosaurus. There were kinds of those who were hunted in groups, and it's so believed, it's so said. And lots of the herbivore types, the long neck, huge body, and they were the biggest ones. The thing about them is, how do they get enough nourishment? If you weigh as much as 2 or 3 18-wheelers put together, how do you get enough nourishment out of eating leaves? But they found that studies were done and the kinds of plants grew that had large amounts of nourishment, and that's what they ate. They knew where they were.
Tell us about the water bears.
Water bears.
You love the water bears.
My favorite subject. Water bears are almost microscopic. They've been here for, I forget the number, 50 million years or 500 million, something, I don't remember, but it's, you're going to look it up, thanks. They can live in almost any kind of situation if it's moist.
They can withstand radiation.
They withstand radiation way, I better look it up. You know, when you're my age, you can't
even
remember.
They've been on Earth, here we go.
You wrote something. You got it.
They've been on Earth for 500 million years and thus have dodged all the extinctions, including those that cleared away just about everything else.
Well, they're very hardy, let's say. That's pretty good. But if they find things they don't like, if they get hurt, they turn into collapse themselves and wait it out and repair themselves while they're in that state. And if it's really bad, they can turn into a tun, it's called, named for wine. It looks like a tiny mouse dropping is what it looks like, but smaller. And it's the body of the, it's just, what it does is pull its legs and head in, and the water inside it all squeezes out. And then it can live that way, they say maybe 100 years. And it could be blown somewhere by the wind, and hopefully in a better place. I mean, they're fabulous animals, and they're in everybody's swamp. I mean, they're within hand and arm's reach of everybody.
That is author Elizabeth Marshall Thomas speaking to me about her book, The Hidden Life of Life, at the Toadstool Bookshop in Peterborough. We spoke for about an hour about a variety of subjects in the book, including early human civilization, the value of cooperation between living things, and modern-day humans' place in the natural world. We also took questions from the audience. You can hear the full conversation with Elizabeth Marshall Thomas on Saturday, May 19th at 11 on NHPR's Word of Mouth. We are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. Sherm from Milford wrote in to recommend the memoir Cuckoo Land by Gloria Norris. Sherm says, Norris writes raw, gritty tales about her bootstrap upbringing in the projects of Manchester, New Hampshire in the 1960s. She refers to her dad as simply Jimmy. He is a bookie and certainly a very unconventional parent for Gloria and her sister. So that's the recommendation from Sherm in Milford, Cuckoo Land by Gloria Norris. What is yours? Send it our way by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. You can also tweet us at NHPR Bookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.